Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Wisconsin voters are going to the polls today for the spring election primary. They won't be voting for presidential nominees, but they will consider candidates for local office. Mike Moen reports.
Today's primary covers races in several cities for mayor, city council, and school boards. Some county executive seats are up for grabs, too. The nominees will then move on to the April 7th election. That's the same day Wisconsin voters will get their say in the presidential primaries. Reed Magny with the Wisconsin Election Commission says while every person has the right to refuse to take part, turnout for these elections tends to be lower.
Turnout in Wisconsin, especially for a spring primary, tends to be low. Maybe 10, maybe 20% at the very most of the voting age population.
Many political scientists have long stated that local races can have more of a direct impact on a voter's quality of life, but are still ignored when compared to state and national races. In addition to local contests, Wisconsin voters will consider candidates in a state Supreme Court race, and there will be a primary for the special election to fill the seat in Wisconsin's 7th congressional district. The general election for that seat will be May 12th. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
And we'll have election results after 8 o'clock tonight. You can reduce electric use in your home up to 9% by checking everything plugged in and selectively shutting down unused, always-on devices. That's according to new research conducted by Alliant Energy. Focus on Energy is Wisconsin Utilities' statewide energy efficiency and renewable resource program funded by Energy Utilities and participating municipal and electric cooperative utilities. Focus on Energy works with eligible Wisconsin residents and businesses to install cost-effective, energy-efficient, and renewable energy products. John Beard of Focus on Energy says Alliant did a pilot study in what's referred to as phantom electricity. It's the energy that's being used by your electronics that draws power, even though it's turned off or in standby mode.
These people could save up to 9% on their electricity use by taking an inventory of everything that's plugged in and making sure that things they're not using are turned off, these kind of always-on devices like your DVD player or remote top box that you have for your streaming service or your television or your PC.
And Beard says there are free ways to save 9%, while the most obvious being just shut the device off. There is another available through Focus on Energy.
These advanced power strips are just like a power strip you would have behind your entertainment center or home, only they have circuitry inside that can sense electrical current. And they can tell when your device is not being used, if it's just in standby mode or it's turned off, and it automatically shuts off the power.
Advanced power strips are available at the website focusonenergy.com. And the family of a missing UW-Milwaukee freshman is holding out hope that he's still alive. 19-year-old Sean Bake of McFarland hasn't been seen since last Friday and is dependent on insulin for his type 1 diabetes. Police say the investigation revealed Bake and another student were using LSD and that a person believed to be Bake was seen running towards the Milwaukee River. Police Chief Joe Lemire says he's hoping that he's alive, but as a police department, we're obviously exploring all avenues. And Ozzy Osbourne won't be coming to Summerfest this summer. The Black Sabbath frontman canceled his July 1st concert in Milwaukee due to health concerns. Osbourne's family recently confirmed that he's battling Parkinson's disease. The show was supposed to be a makeup date for one Osbourne canceled last year. No word yet when or who will fill Osbourne's slot in the lineup. The weather forecast for this afternoon, look for flurries ending, cloudy, high near 22. Then tonight, cloudy, gradually becoming clear, low near 7 below, and some low wind chills overnight. Then Wednesday, sunny with a high near 11, and again, some wind chill values between 10 and 20 below. Thursday, sunny, high 16, and then by Friday, high near 31. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.